Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back. Simon here. And let's start with a question. What are you like at sitting with uncomfortable feelings and emotions? Anger, fear, anxiety. It's not fun, let's be honest, but our ability to sit with discomfort is so important and is becoming an ever more elusive skill, not least because of the distraction machines we all carry about in our pockets. Here to talk about this subject is Clark Carlisle.
I always ask myself when an emotion arises, is it appropriate? Is it proportionate? So that's my two-step analysis of any emotion that arises in the day. Because before now, Simon, I'm not saying that I was emotionally illiterate, because that's not true. I knew what the emotions were, but there were certain emotions that if they started to surface, I would immediately suppress them or immediately run away from them. I'd be like, no, no, you know, like, whoop, whoop, dive. Get away from this feeling. It is horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
In recent years, in recent decades, the ways that I'd learned to get away from those emotions have been incredibly destructive. Now, that evolved over time as I grew up and you know, I got a family, and it maybe got less destructive, but it was still totally avoidant. And when you're avoiding emotions, you don't give yourself the opportunity to A, experience it, and B, allow it to pass. All emotions are transient, all of them. They come and they go. So fear and sadness and anger, for me, were the holy trinity. Fear, sadness, anger. If they ever arose, mate, I had to run for the hills. And it's only this past 3 years I've been able to acknowledge that I feel one of those three and actually distinguish what it is. But second, and possibly the most hardest, is to sit with it. Have you ever tried just sitting when you feel apoplectic with rage? Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard that sometimes I don't just sit. Sometimes I'll scream into a pillow. Sometimes I'll go on a mad, you know, 25, 30-minute walk, but I mean at pace, a full stomp. But all the while, make sure that I'm acknowledging, yeah, I feel angry. You know, there's anger in my belly right now. And then I can come home and the anger has passed. And then I'm able to reflect on, with a little bit of perspective, what made me angry, why, was it appropriate, and is what I'm about to do proportionate?
You spoke about sitting with your guilt and you're able to do that now. Whereas I get the impression like previously when that guilt would come up, you used the word avoidant as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's when you would run into your addiction, should we say, whether that was booze or gambling. And at first you thought it was the substance or the activity that you had a problem with. But actually in time you learned that no, it was the avoidance of the feeling that was the problem.
That is very fair. And I think it's quite a disruptive claim to make. I am going to only say that this is my lived experience. This is what I know. And I know that I'm not an alcohol addict. I know that I'm not a gambling addict. I know that I'm not a computer games addict. I do know that whenever I had a situation that caused me to feel like I was worthless or I had failed, my immediate reaction would be to totally disengage. I had to get away from it.
When I was doing my research, I know that you and your wife, Carrie, do this fantastic exercise with your little kids at night where you'll go and say, right, tell us something happy, tell us something sad, tell us something funny that's happened that day. And I thought, this is genius because you're teaching them the language of emotion, right? But I just think for anyone listening, it's such a good tool. Why don't you just quickly drop it out there?
Before bed, with the children, tell me one thing happy about your day, one thing sad, and one thing funny. And what it does, it gives them, you're creating a safe space for them to share their feelings. They learn the words as, you know, it goes on, so much so that Honey Mae, when she was seven, she said, I don't have anything sad, but at one point today, I was frustrated. I was like, oh, my days. I didn't know frustration until I was 33. You know, but it gives them the language around their emotions.
Yeah.
What it gives us the opportunity to do is to, like we were saying earlier, tell our children and actually reinforce to them that it doesn't matter how they are feeling about themselves or in a situation, they are unconditionally loved. You know, so it gives them an opportunity to put out what could well be a negative emotion or a negative situation. And we acknowledge it, we hear them. Do you know what I find? It brings up a discussion of something that went on, and you know, you have that opportunity to then give them your learnings and the values that you want to instill in them in a situation. But just initially, something happy, something sad, something funny, and it starts that conversation around emotions from a very young age.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode, and please do sign up for my newsletter at simonmundy.com.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.